Lesson 8. Let's practice a couple of sounds. The first sound is sometimes a sound of pleasure. A sound we make when we feel good or when we like something. Ooh. Say it. Ooh. Yes, it rhymes with blue and two and you. Say those words. Blue. Two. You. Okay, now say the word good. And now no g sound. Let's drop the g and just say ood. Again, ood. So now we have two sounds, oo and ood. Let's put the two sounds together. Let's slide the first sound into the second sound. Would. Try it. Would. Now a little faster, so that the two sounds form one sound. Would. Say would. Right. We spell this word W-O-U. L-D, and we pronounce it would. Now, how about the two words you and like? Say those words. You like. Now say, would you like? Say that. Would you like? In informal, everyday speech, we sometimes pronounce would you like as would you like. Try that. Would you like? Okay. Now that phrase is only the first part, the beginning of a question. We use the phrase to make a suggestion or to offer an invitation, or to ask about a preference. Listen.
Would you like to go to a movie?
Okay. When would you like to go?
How about tonight? Would you like to go tonight?
Sure. Would you like to go to the 7 o'clock show?
Fine. Where would you like to sit?
Oh, I don't care. What would you like to see?
What would you like to see?
Well, I love musicals.
All right, now some practice. Listen and repeat.
Would you like to go to a movie?
When would you like to go?
Where would you like to sit?
What would you like to see?
If we receive an invitation,
would you like to go to a movie?
We might answer yes, sure, fine, or okay. Or we might say,
yes, I would. I would like to go to a movie.
You say it. Repeat.
Yes, I would. I would like to go to a movie.
I would like to go, or
I'd like to go.
Repeat. I'd like. I'd like to go. I'd like to go to a movie. So we use I'd like to accept an invitation. But maybe we don't want to accept the invitation, or maybe we can't accept. We have to refuse, but in a polite way. Listen.
I'm sorry, I can't. I have other plans.
I'd really like to, but I have to work late.
Thanks, I'd love to go, but I really can't. Not tonight. I have an appointment.
I'd like that very much, but I'm afraid I can't.
Now, repeat after me. Would you like? Would you like to? Yes, I would. I'd like to. I'd like to, but I can't. Okay, now you're going to offer some invitations. Repeat the question after me, then listen to the answer. Would you like to have dinner with me tonight?
You know, I'd really like to, but I have to work late.
Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. I'd love to go swimming.
Would you like to go to a movie?
You mean tonight? Sure, I'd like that.
Would you like to play some tennis?
Well, I'd like to, but I don't really play tennis. Not very well.
When we use would like with the question words who, what, where, and when, the pronunciation is a little difficult. Listen carefully and repeat after me. Who would? What would? Where would? When would? Okay, now listen to this conversation.
Hi, Martha.
Hello, George.
Martha, would you like to have dinner with me?
Oh, well, when?
Tonight.
Tonight? I'm sorry, I can't. Not tonight.
Tomorrow night?
George, I'd like to, but I'm busy tomorrow night, too.
Next week?
Next week would be nice, but I'm expecting visitors and I...
Next month? Next year? 5 years from now?
Oh, now, George, really?
Come on, Martha. When would you like to have dinner with me? When?
When would I like to have dinner with you? All right, George. Tonight.
Tonight? Tonight, really? Oh, wow, Martha, I'm sorry. I'd really like to, but tonight... I'm afraid I have other plans. I have an appointment.
Now, you answer some invitations. Say, I'd really like to, but I have to study my English. Okay, now let's practice the answer. Repeat. I'd like to. Really. I'd really like to. But. I have to. Study. Study my English. I have to study my English. I'd really like to, but I have to study my English. I'd really like to, but I have to study my English. Okay, now listen to the invitations and answer.
Would you like to go to a baseball game tonight?
Would you like to visit Hong Kong this weekend?
Would you like to be a special guest at a United Nations dinner next Saturday?
Would you like to fly to Hollywood and meet a lot of movie stars next week?
Okay, Sam, study your English. This is the end of Lesson 8.